Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
May the 17th. Oh, I forgot about that. It's been a while, man. I'm sorry. Ghetto Geek Squad, live, Rant EM Radio. Philly Ray, Adam A. Mike in the building. What's up, kid?
What's going on, man?
You tell me, man. What's the good word?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No phone.
Yeah, dumbass left his fucking phone in an Uber last night.
Yep.
So we're getting a new one tomorrow, though. I was hoping you'd make it on time. I was like, oh, man, because I got here like 28 after. It was, you wanted to start at 7. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to be late.
Yeah, I timed it perfectly. And then when I got off the ferry, I got on the 44.
Mm-hmm.
But the 44 stopped running at Jouette Avenue.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so I had to get off. And then another one came, and that was the last stop for that one, too. So
gotcha.
I had to wait for the 94 to come, and then I got on
the
94.
The 94 goes right straight through, yeah. All right, we might be joined by Choppy. Not too sure. Choppy is with the fam right now doing dinner and, you know, Daddy Daycan, all the other shit. So, but it's been a while. Let me just, before Mike gets into his thing, let's, because Mike's in charge. I got a couple of thoughts and all that, but Mike's in charge tonight. Here's how the format's going to go moving forward. There will be days where you're just going to get my brother, Mike. There are days where you might just get Choppy. There are days where you might just get me. You might get all three of us. It's a collective. You might get Lou Rodriguez. It's a collective. So it's going to be more frequent now that we have a format and that we have stuff going on. And now my brother's more involved. And thank you to Rant EM Radio for picking this up. And, of course, the Shining Wizards Network. Thank you guys for picking this up. It's going to be cool. Let's see. The chat room is already jumping off. We got Dr. Doom. We got Deontay. We got Matt Squires. Vin from Inconclusive Breakdown. What's up, brother? Tommy Maverick. Will Morgan. And, of course, Dr. Doolittle, Miss Lisa.
By the way, Lisa, I don't have a phone. That's why you haven't heard from me today.
Lisa, you can call me, girl. Get my digits. You hit me up. Ah, glad he's alive. No joke. I was telling him before in pre-production, I'm like, my stepdad never calls me unless, like, you know, unless there's something going on. He never calls. Like, he's not the kind of guy, you know? When my phone rang this morning, it was him. Like, oh, man. Either my mom's sick, Mike's dead, well, he's in trouble. I was like, damn, man. I was having a good Friday. But it was Mike calling from Dad's phone, so it's all good. All right, so that's how it's going down. We're probably going to do about an hour. And then, of course, you guys can stick around with Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 o'clock. It's myself and the Chops, though. We got a really cool-ass throwback for you guys tonight. Cheap plug, ring the bell. We don't have to use the inappropriate bell as often, because Choppy's not with us right now. When he comes in the room, we'll probably fucking use that bell more often. But nonetheless. All right. Let's get right into the shindig, bruh. So tell me what's been on your mind. What have you been doing? I know you borrowed Will Sweeney's board. So you figured shit out. But now you have a format. You think about what you want to do. What are we talking about tonight? More importantly, what's been going on? And let everybody know what's up.
Tonight I kind of just wanted to start with Game of Thrones, obviously. We got the last episode ever of the main Game of Thrones series coming out Sunday. I wanted to dabble a little bit in the, I don't know if it's legit or not, but the casting for new upcoming superhero films, i.e. the Batman, the Adam Warlock, kind of get into that a little bit. Maybe even touch on, even though we're a little late, touch on Endgame.
Yeah, we can go an hour. We can go a little past 8 o'clock. As long as we're ready for 9, okay. I mean, Choppy and I pretty much set her up already, so it's not like we're not pressed for time. We have the airtime on Rant, and we do the Facha de Libre, so... yeah, man, Game of Thrones has been tight. I'm at the edge of my seat the last, like, 3 episodes. I'm going to miss the final episode. I'll be in Asbury Park with the Domingos. It's NXT. So I'll come home and I'll, you know, but I'm not going to go on Facebook or nothing. I'm going to fucking just, because the pay-per-view is that night too. It's Money in the Bank and NXT House Show and Game of Thrones. So it's like, oh, you know, so it's still a lot going on. But I must tell you, I'm very impressed with the season. I'm very happy with the progression of the characters.
So what do you think about the last episode?
All right, so the last episode...
There's a lot of negative feedback.
There's a lot to take in, but you know what? If you've been a fan of the show from the beginning, some of this stuff was coming to fruition.
Oh, yeah, all of it. That's why. So my whole mindset on it is I get both points of view. Like, I get why they did it. If you actually paid attention to... Obviously, the biggest thing is Daenerys' character. Right. The switch of Daenerys Targaryen essentially from being a face to a heel.
Look at you hanging out with wrestling fans.
You know, pick up a thing or two.
You pick up a thing or two? Yeah, why not?
But yeah, so everybody was like so butthurt that she snapped in the last episode. And it's like, but if you really paid attention to her character and you paid attention to her arc and her storyline, like, it was going to happen. They've been building at this for a long time. But I get the retrospect of it did feel a little rushed because... There's nothing that's been that close to her, you know, actually becoming, you know, a villain, and then it just, like, happened.
Well, let me play devil's advocate. She lost one of her sons, a dragon, right, first of all. Then she loses her maiden, like, one of her best friends, like, beheading by the competition, right? Mm-hmm. Then, before that, she finds out that the person she's been banging is fucking related to her.
And he friend zoned her,
and he's the heir apparent to the fucking Iron Throne. So
I might be a little tight too.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's
and then the big thing is like that moment she had, like, they surrendered, like the Lannister army surrendered, and she still kind of just lost it, and it was like they were being like very representational to like her first time being in King's Landing since she was a child and got like exiled out of it, and. Finally being there, like, just remembering, I guess, every, like, all the, like, how her entire...
The Targaryen...
Yeah, the whole bloodline was,
the whole,
like,
bloodline got fucking wiped out, yeah.
She was hunted and almost her entire life, like, so, like, being there, seeing, you know, the Lannisters, and just, it just all, like, it became too much.
Yeah. And then the killing of Lord Varys... Which was...
Yeah.
Was it necessary?
One thing I'll say about Varys, he's the only character in Game of Thrones that has stayed 100% true to his storyline and, like, his mind to everything the entire show.
Right. You see, the thing is with Game of Thrones, you like with any show that you watch, like, consecutively, you start to emotionally invest in the characters. Mm-hmm. You know? It's the same thing with wrestling, same thing with a soap opera, same thing with any kind of form of entertainment. Athletes, the same thing, you know? But, you know, when these... Like, when I was watching The Sopranos, these guys were fucking whacking people left and right, and then all of a sudden, they get whacked for some stupid shit, and you're like, they killed Big Pussy. You know, like, you get all upset. I was upset for Lord Varys because of that very reason. Because he was the one guy that everybody fucking slept on. He told them to deal every season. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Don't do this. Don't go there. Don't go here. Like, he was like a foresight almost. Mm-hmm. And he had no agenda, really. He served under many fucking...
Yeah, he said it. And another good, like, a thing about him is, like, he was very vocal about it. To everybody, like, he didn't care who sat on the throne as long as they did right for the common people. Like, that was his goal, was
right
for the common people to be treated the right way.
Right.
So I thought it was cool that literally to the end, to his death, from the first time he was introduced in the show, like, he stayed true to his character.
Correct.
He was probably the only one.
Yeah, and
who didn't, like, flop.
I kind of felt bad that he got did like that. I saw Khaleesi's understand. I saw her point of view. I think she did it more of as an example. Like, listen.
Yeah, she did, because she even said it when she, right before, I think it was right before, John friend-zoned her.
That, he friend-zoned her.
Well, he aunt-zoned her. that she even said, like kind of like hinting, like throwing shade at Sansa again, like, oh, like now she knows what I do to people who betray me, or something
right.
along those lines.
Correct. I don't know. Don't mind the noise. It's a full house here. But anyway.
Yeah, so now what do you think is going to happen going into this last episode?
So, a couple of things from the last episode as well. The fight scene with the fucking zombie Frankenstein.
Tell me the mountain, like when he took his mask got hit off, he didn't look like a dead Varys.
Yeah, I just saw this guy's documentary. He's a power lifter. Yeah. Right. I just saw his documentary. Fascinating guy, too. He stroked out. Like he went for the world's strongest man competition, like eight, I don't know if you saw the documentary.
Yeah, he is.
He is now, but he was like eight times he tried and he failed. And he had a daughter who he couldn't see, and then he stroked out from taking steroids and then they casted him out of nowhere. Like, now he's a fucking...
Because he wasn't even the original Mountain.
No, and he hooked up with some waitress from Canada, and he married her, which is pretty
cool. She's like 118 to his size.
she's like 40 kilograms, if that. If you're going to go that route, Canada. Shout out to Canada. Yeah, that fight scene was incredible.
It was good.
I thought it was well done.
And I like how they're actually giving, like... So, obviously, you know, we have, like, the main characters. We have, like, Daenerys, Jon, like, the main characters. But then you have, like, excuse me, like, little fan favorites, like, the Hound and Theon, once people started liking Theon again. Theon. But they're giving him, like, they're giving everybody, like,
closure.
Little bits of closure, yeah.
Closure, correct.
And the little moment that him and Arya had, where Arya actually called him by his actual name, like, nobody's ever really done in a show, I don't think, ever.
Right, because she had respect for him.
Yeah. Like, And then, you know, the thank you, like, Bran gave to Theon right before Theon was killed by the Night King.
Yeah.
I think it was really cool that they're giving all these characters their closure before they die.
And I think it's important. You know, and we'll talk about Arya. So after the whole scene of the, you know, King's Landing getting fucking devastated, the next day, Arya is walking through the soot like it's 9/11. It literally looked like 9/11. It looked like when I was at 9/11. The soot, the fucking... I didn't see a lot of burnt people, though, thank God. But I see... Now, the episode focuses on her now and her feelings. Like, you could tell she's gutted every time she turns and looks in somewhere.
Yeah, this whole season, that's another thing, like, people are upset about. Because this season, it's all taken a turn to, like, focus on Arya. Like, Arya being a star in season 8.
Ooh, excuse me. Go ahead, sorry.
Her being the one that kills the Night King and blah, 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 blah. So it's very heavily focused on her, as I think the last episode obviously will be too. She was one of the, you know, she was shown multiple times in the in a very short preview of the last episode.
Yeah. So there's a couple things I want to ask. What was the message that Tyrion, the favor he put in for the message, what was the message? I forgot the guy's name. The Jon Snow's right hand man.
Davos.
What did he? Remember, he told Davos, like, you're the best at. You're the best smuggler.
Yeah, he got Davos. The bell? The one that got, no, Davos is the one that got the boat to get Jaime out of there.
To get Jaime out of it. Okay.
So he got the key and he got the boat
to get Jaime.
He had Davos stash that boat so that Jaime can escape.
So I got that. Because I totally got lost. I got lost in that.
Oh yeah, their death too. Yeah. Jaime and Cersei. Well, their death. Well, as far as we know, they're a pancake right now.
Now, here's where I had a tooth pulled again on Monday in the dentist office. So my lady sister is one of the office people. She works in there. She's one of the technicians. She's invested. Like, she caught up, and now she's watching and we're talking. She was, I'm pissed off that Cersei, and she's not the only one that said this to me. Like, I get the people at work too. We all get, you know, we Monday morning quarterback it, that Cersei didn't get the killing that she actually deserved. See, that's the thing, too. Like, depending on where you stand, where you're invested, some people were pissed off she was dead. Some people wanted her to win.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, I mean, it's just speculation, but I think, one, it was more, like, I don't know the word I'm thinking of, but it was more like symbolic for her to die the way she did with Jamie, like by themselves, secluded, like in his arms, and to not have her like killed by somebody, like her like being in fear and crying and like, you know, dying in Jamie's arms, I think was another ploy that they used to stop looking at her so much as the heel and putting that focus even more on Daenerys. Like, look at her, like she's just, like she's scared, and everybody lets us feel all this, you know, feel sad for her and pity for her, and then Daenerys flips. So I think it was just another way that they were trying to use to make Daenerys look even more of a villain.
And I thought Jaime was fucking brilliant in this season. I thought him going to help fight the war against the Long Night, that was great. Then him knowing he had to get back to her at King's Landing because he knew shit was going down. Like when a character like Jaime's, and being he's a Lannister, I feel like he grew as a character. Like he finally gets that there are other people in the world besides Lannisters. I mean, it took for him to lose a hand. It took for him to fucking get dissed by Cersei. It took for him to see Tyrion kill Big Papa. Like, you know, yeah. there's a bunch of things. I felt like I really emotionally invested in Jaime, man. I really wasn't. I was hoping he wasn't going to go back. You know, when him and Brienne had that little.
Oh, yeah.
I felt
that
bad.
Was another
I felt bad. Like, I felt bad for Brienne. Like, oh, man, she finally got some fucking. She finally gets the pipe and he disses her, you know? It's like the fucking ugly chick at the keg party, you know? You take her home, you bang her, and it's like, well, can I see you next week? You're like, not so much. You know? That's who she was. She was the ugly girl at the keg party.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up, too.
Lisa says the white horse.
Yeah. So what did you think about that representation of her riding off on the white horse?
Well, that's
very biblical.
Yeah. Now, this is where, now you ask what's going to happen now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a total guinea and answer my question with a question. Does Arya taking over have to happen on Sunday? Does she have to, like, make a decision, somebody else has to die? Like, what has to happen on Sunday for all this to be cool? Like, does Jon Snow take the knee? Does Arya kill Khaleesi? Does Jon Snow kill fucking everybody and just take his rightful place even though he doesn't want to? It's like, it's almost like a D&D character or a DC character. He's like, it's unwanted power. He doesn't want this power. Meanwhile, he's the heir apparent. He belongs there. What has to happen with Arya going forward for Sunday?
So I'm going to dig a little bit into that rabbit hole with Arya, just for a brief second.
Yeah, I stayed away from all this shit. I left this all to you because if I start doing the YouTube thing, I get nutty.
So it's like the whole what is it? What was her name? Melisandre, the Red Witch.
Yes.
Her whole like thing with Arya was, you know, she named like the three eye colors that she'll shut forever: the brown, blue, and green. Brown was Walder Frey. Blue was obviously the Night King. So there's still that green eyes that the witch says that she will be the one that shuts. And it clearly isn't Cersei. Everybody thought it was Cersei at first, but not Cersei anymore.
Yeah, not so much.
So that still leaves a possibility that it could be Daenerys, that Arya does kill Daenerys. But I can't see them giving her two major kills within, what, three episodes? Her being the one that takes out the Night King and then being the one who kills Khaleesi?
You said it yourself, it was rushed. So, it would make sense if they were to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want to see it like that. But something that white horse, the significance of her riding off, her being angry, seeing all the anguish. She's like, now, with that being said, Sansa's what's Sansa's plan B? Like, what if it's somebody else, she says. Like, what's the plan B? Like, what is she? Obviously, they don't want Khaleesi taking the throne.
Yeah, right. And they made that obvious from the get-go.
Right. Even was like, okay, you take it to what about the North? And it was really, really never discussed. Like, okay, you can have at it, but we want the North. Like, Northerners are like the blue collar. of Game of Thrones. They're proud. They don't have much, but they have enough. Mm-hmm. And they fought very hard for that territory. And now with the White Walkers being out of the picture, and you know, the Lannisters are out, like, there's really no threat except for Khaleesi, if you want to call it a threat. So now, what has to happen? What's the plan B? What's going to happen now? What do you think is going to happen on Sunday that you would dig in the rabbit hole?
I don't know. Like I said, obviously it could be Arya that takes her out, which eliminates any issues the North would ever have from the South. Or it could be Jon takes her out, which again would eliminate any issues, even though we found out his last name is Targaryen now, that he's not, you know, he's of Stark lineage, but he's, you know, he doesn't carry that last name, but he's still, you know, their brother. Like, he would still go yeah. for them the same way, you know, he would protect them as if, you know, they were, as if, you know, he was a Stark. So there's also, you know, there's that possibility, because there's a lot of backstory and stuff that they went into in you know, the earlier episodes and story, like, in arcs that they went so hard on and then just stopped. Like, the whole Azor Ahai storyline, where Jon was Azor Ahai, and they were like, Jon's the prince that was chosen, and it's Jon.
Right, right.
Well, the whole backstory with that is because they were trying to, you know, they were like, you have to sacrifice the one you love or whatever to get, you know, Lightbringer, the Flaming Sword. What if last episode is Jon finally bringing forth that that prophecy, and he's the one that kills Daenerys, stabs her, and pulls out the Flaming Sword?
And then you have to talk, what if Jon is conflicted now because he sworn his siblings to secrecy? And
everybody knows that they know, because Sansa freaking told
right Tyrion. Within 20 minutes, Sansa told everybody. Yeah. It was like, and she told two friends, and they told two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. So now, if that comes to pass, then I was right the whole time, because I knew Jon Snow was going to handle business. I knew he was going to be the man of the hour. I knew that he was going to rule the kingdom. I didn't know that he was related until a season or two ago, but, you know, it makes sense the way they did it. You know, I'm so glad I didn't read the books, man.
Well, at this point, we would, like, the books aren't even caught up to where the show is right now. Well, yeah,
I think season six is the books, right? Season five, season six.
There's still two books that haven't been done, so
right.
The show is by far past.
So I'm glad that
which is why everybody's having a big issue there.
Well, that's the thing.
They're blaming all the writers because it's not
right.
What's his name? Like, he didn't actually write these books.
Oh, Martin.
Yeah. To turn it into the show, that it's just right. Strictly the writers. But clearly, the writers are bouncing off of him. They're not just,
of course.
You know, he's going to give that approval.
Yeah, it's
so
the same thing.
If he didn't like it and he thought it was absolute garbage, he wouldn't let it go.
Right. It's the same thing when Timothy Zahn did all the Star Wars books in the 90s. Like, he did the 20 years after Jedi, which is what we're seeing now. The Force Awakens, mm-hmm. You know, the whole thing. Not like that, but he wrote all that shit. So. And, of course, Lucas has to okay all that before the mouse took it over, obviously. But, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So I'm glad that I'm going to have the books to look forward to. I'm dying.
Yeah,
I've been waiting so long to read these books before, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I said that at the beginning of the season, that once the season is over and the show is over, then I'm going to go back and read the books so I can see the differences and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Ooh, but going off the books, so... I know. Look, I know people who have read the books. A few of my friends have read the books,
yeah,
so they've
so
been telling me how, like what the things that are different, the characters that are missing, or you know, so on and so forth between the books and the show.
Yeah,
because like there's certain characters in the books that aren't in the show, and there's certain characters in the show that died like three books ago. But spoiler for anybody who hasn't read the books. Apparently, I don't know if it's confirmed or just speculation, but in the books, Tyrion is Targaryen.
I didn't read the books.
Half Targaryen or something like that?
I didn't read the book, so I don't know.
So I see a lot of people speculating that, because clearly Daenerys knows Tyrion let Jaime out. The Unsullied, I guarantee, went right to her and told her.
So does Tyrion get it?
So I think people are saying that she tries to burn Tyrion, but it doesn't kill him because Targaryens can't be killed by fire.
Oh.
And that's how it reveals that Tyrion is Targaryen. Because also, other than... So Daenerys, obviously, is Targaryen. She rides the dragon. She was touching him. She birthed him. The only other people who have touched the dragon and the dragon allowed it, other than the scene when she was riding and they had them all jump on the back, was Jon. He's Targaryen and the dragons knew it. And Tyrion. when she had the two, when she had Viserion and Rhaegal chained up in a dungeon,
mm-hmm.
He went down with like Varys, I think, or somebody,
yeah, yeah.
And he pet the dragon, and the dragon let him do it, and was fine with him. And supposedly, like, they only allow that for like Targaryens. So that's like, that looked like a little foreshadowing that
yeah
he could be Targaryen.
And these are little things that some people just don't pick up because they didn't read the books,
mm-hmm.
like me, you know. So that's pretty cool. So ultimately, Jon Snow is going to rule the day. Was that what we're getting at, or no?
I don't know. I think the way it ends is there is a council. There's not a king or a queen, like there has been, where it's like they rule the Seven Kingdoms. I think the way that they're going to end is there's going to be essentially like the small council, where the king has the small council. It's going to be that for the entire kingdom. Like, there'll be, like, a representative from, like, each of the wardens or whatever will come, and that's how they make the
decisions. So Seven Kingdoms are going to have seven representatives?
Yeah, I don't think it's, yeah. Or they're going to live, like, their own independent, like, how Jon's going to be the king of the North. You know, they'll have their own sections or whatever, and if there's anything, and then they'll be, like Tyrion will be on the council, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a person ruling anymore.
I'm going to disagree, just for the sake of disagreeing. I think Jon's going to wind up having to rule, and unwantingly. I feel like it's going to be forced, like it's almost forced upon him. You know, like he's going to have to, someone's going to have to die, maybe more than one person, and something's going to have to give, because people are invested in him. Like, everyone thinks he's a war hero, and he's the savior of the North, and he won the Long Night. Like, they rallied to him. Like, you saw that party, man. They were all about it, to the point where Khaleesi was like, oh, I'm she was uncomfortable. Like, I have to leave. I'm like, the fuck you talking about? Everybody's drinking, having fun. You're leaving? That's why she left. She knows that she's not the
focal... He's her biggest threat.
Right, and she's not the focal point anymore. And that, to me, is really, really intriguing. You know, I wish it would go a couple more episodes to work this all out, like the emotion part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish they would... Because it's almost like a wrestling... I hate to bring wrestling up again, but it's almost like a wrestling angle, where they'll put two guys or two girls in an angle, in a program, they would call it, and just to get somebody over or get them to the next point of their career, the storyline gets forced, and they don't have enough time to play it out, you know? We play Dungeons & Dragons, we play DC Heroes, it's, you know, when you're a GM or a DM, a lot of times you don't even get to fight. A lot of it's role playing. Like, you have to get your character up to snub. You have to, you know, get him or her in a situation to fight, to advance, to get to the next thing. With this, you don't have that. This is done now. You know, this is it. So something has to give. You know, I'm you know, I'm Team Snow forever. So I've been I feel like he was so. He another one like Jamie, who grew, like, accepted his role no matter what they threw at him. He was like, okay, I gotta okay, I'm the Night Watch guy now. Okay, fine, all right. I'm the ruler of the North. Okay, fine. Everything was like, and as long as I got my family, I'm fine. And him and his best friend, that dynamic, him and
Sam.
Sam is great. That was so well casted. We can do a whole podcast on Game of Thrones, really, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The show is so great. It's timeless. If you're into that D&D, Forgotten Realms, fucking, if you're into any of that stuff, anything with dragons and swords and sex and fucking booze and violence and zombies, this is it, man. This is one of the greatest television shows on the planet. I'm sad that it'll go to an end. So our next episode, we'll be covering that, and we're going to cover the documentary that comes out. They did a documentary on HBO. It's about the last season, and I think it comes out on the 20. I want to say the 26th or the 25th. I think it's the Sunday before Memorial Day. So we'll cover all that, and we'll, and then maybe we'll just go back and dig deep into crates. But anything else on Game of Thrones? Anything else that you, any theories, anything that should have happened or didn't happen? Or
well, there's a lot that should have happened and didn't happen, but...
I mean, game-changing stuff that should have happened? Or, like, stuff that, like, little things, like little role-playing things?
No, just little things for the most part. Everything, I think everything that, how it's at right now, with all the characters and how they're portraying their characters, I think is exactly what they've been hinting at for the longest. So
yeah.
I think it's where it should be right now. Would have been nice to have a few more episodes in the season. This way it could have slowed up a bit and gave a little bit more detail to, like, what you're saying, like, that, the emotional portions of it.
Yeah.
But I think it's fine. I think it's where it should be right now.
Gotcha. I apologize for the noise. It feels like an air conditioning unit or something behind us. But anyway. All right. Good opening. You want to take a break or you want to just keep going?
It's up to you.
You tell me, man. Tell me what you want
to
do.
I'm down to keep going.
Keep going? All right. Yeah. So what's next on the docket?
Let's go over some of these upcoming superhero movies.
All right. So before we do that, I just want to segue into superheroes. I just want to say that I'm a binge watcher. So I don't watch Arrow and Flash and Supergirl and Legends weekly. So now that they're all at the season endings this coming week or two, I'll be binge watching these next couple of seasons so I can the last season that just came out so I can catch up, and then we'll be doing that a lot too. We're talking a lot of it's a lot of spoilers, man. We're doing Arrow, we're doing whatever we're watching. You're gonna be helping us with you're gonna be watching it with us. So I'm excited for Supergirl. I heard a lot of shit went down this year. Arrow, I'm a little more behind with, but Flash and Supergirl, I'm just outside of the season. I'm caught up. Legends, I have to catch up to as well. Doom Patrol, I'm on seasons. I'm still on, I think, episode 8 or 9. And then Swamp Thing comes out in 2 weeks, so I'm excited about that. If you haven't seen the new DC animated movie, which was Justice League versus the Fatal Five, I think it's called. It's about these angry villains that come from the 31st century. It's pretty bad. If you stay in overtime, I'll show it to you later. It's pretty dope. I'm excited about that. If you're part of the DC Universe app, they put a ton of new books on it to read. They do have all the George Perez books. Last week, 2 weeks ago, was comic book week, free comic book day.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, I spent money on free comic book day. It was 2-for-1 graphs. So Mikey got the Infinity Gauntlet with all the different endings. He got Flashpoint. I got myself the Crisis from 85. George Perez again. Here we go. Talk a lot about George Perez. And there's a couple of good books. I'm on. You know, I'm been reading Shazam. You picked me up the second issue of that, and I'm up to see issue 5. I think I can't. Again, I don't have enough room for these books, so I can't read a lot of shit. But I got a couple of cool books. There's a DC Villains book that Will Sweeney wants us to read. I have that at home, too. I didn't see it. I have it, though. But a lot of stuff going on. But the TV shows are really cool, and I'm glad that I have a chance now to catch up and go over every week with you guys. So, and hopefully everybody who's listening has caught up and does it normal, not like me, who has to binge-watch everything. Cause that's what
the exact same way, though.
I'm spoiled. I hate waiting for. Yeah. This is why I hate watching Game of Thrones, because I was like, see with Game of Thrones, I didn't watch the first 3 seasons. So when season 4 came out, I stood for 2 weeks, me and somebody else, watched 3 seasons, and caught up with everybody else because we were like, oh my god. But then we were like, oh my god, now we have to wait.
Yeah,
season 4.
Yeah,
5,
this
six.
Is probably the only show. And before this, it was like. Sons of Anarchy. That would be like the only. That's why, like, now
see,
I have
binge that
now.
Too. Or, yeah,
for that reason, because it's like I'll wait for it to come out. And
I'll binge that too. I binged Sons. The Mayans. I binged also.
I haven't even seen that.
It's pretty good.
Me and Dad were talking about it.
It's not bad. It's interesting. You know, it's interesting. But all right. So let's get into some of these movies. You want to do Batman first? You want to talk about the Batwoman trailer? That came out. They're doing Batwoman series.
I didn't
see that. Yep. James Gunn is doing Guardians 3. We know that. Bill Murray wants to do a Ghostbusters sequel. I don't know why. Netflix is not renewing the streaming deal with CW, so I have to download these fucking shows now until the Disney app comes out. Whatever, man. So let's talk about the Robert Pattinson, maybe the next Batman. So who is Robert Pattinson, by the way?
That
guy from Twilight, yeah. Correct. Okay, so apparently, according to Variety and SuperheroHype.com, which is the best fucking website out there, he's the next Batman, maybe. But people are already petitioning that they don't want.
Who don't want him?
Yeah, you don't have Facebook right now, so you don't.
But, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I don't know.
I mean, he's got, when you just had that picture scrolled up and you can't see the top of his head, he's got the lower face of a Batman.
He does have the lower face of a Batman.
But I think the issue that other people might have with it, and which would be the issue that I have with it, is like when you're in such a big role, and that's how you kind of make it, was from like a specific big role, like for him it's Twilight, you know, being Edward Cullen in Twilight, it's hard to see him in, it's hard to see him play something else that's not, you know, a bedazzled vampire. So it's hard to see him as Batman.
Oh, man, Dingo's in the room. My boy Vinny. Cuzbro Anthony's in there. Miguel. Liz Gorman. Hello, Cuzzy Rich. Justin from Inconclusive. Hello, sir. Rob says, me want Screwface. Screwface! We'll do a Steven Seagal episode. We'll have to have Rob on. We'll do a Steven Seagal episode. What are you making a face for? It's Ghetto Geek Squad. That's the whole point of having Ghetto. Yeah, exactly. It's the whole point of having a show. We can talk about stupid shit. But all right. So I didn't like Twilight. Wasn't my bag. I'm not into the whole vampire thing, unless they're being hunted. Unless you're Wesley Snipes cutting dudes up, cutting vampires up, then you have vampire. If you're a daywalker, I'm with you.
Ooh, remind me, that's something I want to touch on too.
Yeah, so we'll get into that in a second. Batman gets a 2021 release date, June of 2021. It gives us enough time, at least, if they're going to keep this dude, who's only 33 years old, by the way, if they're going to keep this dude as Batman, I don't know. I mean, people were poo-pooing on Val Kilmer, and he was good as Batman. You know, George Clooney was okay as Batman. You know, no one's beaten the dude from American Psycho. He was the best one. The last couple of ones. Dark Knight Returns, all the shit. Christian Bale. Don't just stare at it. Eat it. I gotta get that clip. You ever see American Psycho?
No.
You gotta see that movie. Anyway, I digress. So there's a big debate on social media about him playing the part. And of course fanboys and fangirls are very, 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 you know, meticulous, I'll use that word, very meticulous about who they want as their characters. And I've said this to you guys, I've said it to my friends and everybody else that would listen to me babble, that I'm a very visual person when it comes to comic book movies. If the comic book character doesn't look like it did in the book, I get discouraged. And it's not a racist thing, it's not like a, you know, it's not a thing where it's like, oh, you don't accept, my friend told me, you don't accept people of color playing superheroes? No. It's like if you made Black Lightning a white dude, I'd be fucking pissed off about it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you make Falcon a dumb white dude, I'd be pissed off because Falcon's a brother. You know? You make Luke Cage a white dude, I'll get pissed off. But the same thing, Jessica Alba was a terrible Susan Storm. She's hot from the Bronx. She's dope on the eyes. But she's not blonde hair, blue eyes, and big tits. That's Sue Storm. I'm sorry, you know? I barely like Chris Evans as the Torch. Big Tone in there. What's up, Mook? I'm a very visual person. You know, that's why I'm not a big X-Men guy, per se. Never was, but I'm the same way. With Batman, though, it's a bit different because of he's always in a suit.
Yeah.
So I'm more worried about how is he going to be as Bruce Wayne. The Batman shit I don't care about. The Batman stuff, like, first of all, the Batman character doesn't have a lot of dialogue. He gets the up-closes. Yeah. Like, he'll talk to the villains or talk to whoever the romance interest is. Jim Gordon, whoever, whatever. I'm more worried about, we'll call him Twilight. Can Twilight hang as Bruce Wayne? As billionaire, philanthropist, playboy Bruce Wayne? I don't know. I'm not, I've never seen any of his work. Bedazzled Batman could work. Okay, Lisa. Okay, terrific. I should break out the soundboard for just for, for shit like that, because I'm going to use a Turnbuckle 12X soundboard, because I think Lisa deserves an okay, terrific when it boots up. Hold on a second, but I don't... Again, I'm yeah, the Bruce Wayne thing would intrigue me more. And I'm sure if Choppy was here, he can definitely agree to that too. You know, it's the same thing, like, there's only a couple of characters that get away with having great dialogue on and off the suit. So, oh, here you go, Lisa.
Okay, terrific.
you know, like, Tony Stark. In and out of suit, that's that, you have to have the dialogue.
Yeah.
Because he talks in the suit with Jarvis, and he, you know, he's the team leader, Avengers, and all the nonsense. But with Batman's a different dynamic, you know. Superman too. Well, Superman, same thing as Iron Man. I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen any. I didn't like Twilight, so I don't dislike him. I just like the movie. I never saw any of his other work. He was in Life. Never saw Life. The Lost City of Z and Good Time. And he starred in High Life, which is a sci-fi horror film that was released earlier this year, which, of course, probably just made a DVD because we don't even know what the fuck it was. Yeah. Right. So.
I don't know. I don't think it's a bad choice if they go with him. I'd be willing to give it a shot. I would pick him for that role over some other potential actors for other roles that they've been looking at or been rumored with. So.
Yeah, Inconclusive Justin just posted that the bad guys in the Batman movie are going to be Penguin and Catwoman. Not mad at that either. Not mad at that either.
Are they bring Halle Berry back for Catwoman?
Nah. You know what? They should do the same route that the DC people have been doing, like Titans, and they should bring, like, people, just no names, that look the part, that can act the part. Like, you know, it's got to be visual. Like, Danny DeVito was a good Penguin.
Yeah.
I mean, Burgess Meredith was better, but it was 1966. It was quirky, you know. I mean, was Halle Berry Lee Merriweather? No. Was she Eartha Kitt? No. She was Halle Berry. It was like, you know, Poison Ivy. Again, it's all visual. I'm sure with CGI and everything else, it's going to be dope. If they pick nobodies that can play the part, I'm good with that too. As long as they're visually, I mean, if the dialogue is halfway good and they visually look great, then I could suspend my disbelief for 2.5 hours. I'm not too hung up on who plays them unless they look the part. You know, like they made Danny DeVito look like the fucking Penguin. They made Halle Berry look like the Catwoman. Michelle Pfeiffer, the same thing. Would I cast them? No. You know, and I remember back in the day, and me and Choppy have been talking about this. Good Time. I never saw Good Time, Rob. I'm sorry. I don't watch movies that suck. So I don't know. I'm just joking. I never saw it. So my whole bag is the visual aspect of it. That's why when Batman vs. Superman came out and it sucked so bad, visually, it was fantastic. Visually, it looked good. But if dialogue isn't there with certain characters, it'll lose it a little bit, you know. But DC, Warner Brothers, they have been on point so far with the app. Did I give you the app?
No, not yet.
I gotta it wouldn't matter anyway. You lost your fucking phone, you dildo. But when you get your phone back tomorrow, we'll get you to log in. Mm-hmm. And I made Chapia convinced. I convinced him, like, it's dope, you know. And they cast it almost outside of Brendan Fraser. For the Doom Patrol, they're all nobodies really, except for two of the main three of the main characters have. They're Timothy Dalton, the guy who played the robot in Rogue One. He's one of the main characters, and Brendan Fraser is the robot. So I mean, other than that, they're all nobodies really. You know, 91%. Okay, maybe it is a good movie. I don't know. So, all right, Gene Siskel, the fuck do I know? You know. Anyway, but they've been coming correct, dude. You know,
like I told you, I'm excited for the app. For me to check the app out, because I'm not a DC fan. I've never liked DC. I could never get into any of their characters. But recently, I was watching, like I told you, I was watching that show Lucifer on Netflix.
Yeah.
Did not know that apparently that is part of DC Vertigo, which I didn't even know existed. I had no idea what it was, so I had to Google it. and found out that that's DC's backdoor rated R shit.
Correct. So correct.
I went online, I checked it out, and I saw a few comics that actually looked pretty dope. Some, like, two different variants of, like, Red Hood, and then some other mashup comic.
You would like Constantine. There's a couple of characters I know for a fact that you would totally invest in DC.
Oh, shut up. Constantine is Vertigo, too?
I think it is, yeah, but even if not, that's something that's right in your, it's in your wheelbarrow. You would definitely dig it. Vincent, backdoor. Yeah. He said backdoor. Yeah. Give him the go. Give him the go. Anyway. DC and Warner Bros. Are making an effort. And you saw it with Aquaman. You saw it with Wonder Woman. You definitely saw it with Shazam. Shazam was fucking amazing. I loved it.
I haven't seen any of those.
I know. You need to fucking come correct. If you're going to do a fucking podcast about geek shit.
I don't talk about crap.
It's not crap. All right? Everything's not Game of Thrones, all right? You fucking dragon lover. Anyway, they're trying, and really, you're competing with Marvel, who's owned by Disney. That's limitless in terms of creativity and money and everything else. But DC they had a market on the animated stuff forever. You know, the animated movies are great. But they're making a dent, even though Batman and Superman sucked. Visually, like I said, was great, I thought. But they're making an attempt to make these characters relevant. And there's so many good DC characters. They can do a Hawkman, Hawkgirl. They can do a Flash, full-length Flash movie with the popularity of the series. They could do a Supergirl series, and she's a great actress. I saw her on Broadway. She was Carol King. What's her face? Benoit, her last name is? The chick who plays Supergirl? She's a great actress. And she plays the part, too. I like her as the Danvers kid when she's not, you know. But, you know, and I just, whatever, man. It's fun that they're making this attempt to make some of these characters relevant. You know, and DC did a whole reboot with their books, like I was telling you, over the winter. And they brought Shazam back just in time for the movie, and they redid Batman, and they brought Batman and the Outsiders back. You know, Detective Comics just hit 1,000. Action Comics just hit 1,000. The app is great in terms of they give you all the updates, the DC Daily shows and stuff like that. But it's coming. DC, again, I was never a big DC kid as a fan either. Batman Hush is coming too. Yes, Batman Hush is a great book. I should find that and lend it to you. I have it at home. They should really do a Superman Red Sun, though, Vince. If they could do Superman Red Sun movie. If anybody knows, if anybody has not read that book, Superman Red Sun is a graph. It's about, if Superman didn't land in Smallville, Kansas, he lands in communist Russia instead. It is one of the greatest stories I've ever read in my life. I love that book. But Batman Hush is incredible. Great story.
Ooh, going on Superman real quick. Yeah, I'm really excited for this. Was it Brightburn?
Brightburn.
It looks really, really good. But I just showed Dad the trailer for it when I saw him a few days ago. But that looks really good.
And they put Krypton on the DC app as well. Krypton just came out last year. It's like it's 1,000 years before Superman was even born. Like it's about the planet Krypton. But crazy, like the genre is so strong now, man. They're putting so much content out there. It's almost like, I don't want to say oversaturated, because there's so many characters you can work with, you know. They could do a Booster Gold. They could do a Martian Manhunter. They're doing a Watchmen series on HBO. Yeah, have you seen that. Watchmen?
Mm-hmm.
One of the best stories ever made. Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, man. Alan Moore. Alan Moore was a genius, man. He did that. He did Swamp Thing, Batman. Like, you can't get any better than that shit, man. You really can't. You really can't get any better than that. Let's see. Any other news? Let's see. Let's see. I know that.
Well, I heard, again, I think it might just be a rumor. I don't think it's confirmed, but talking about casting, what the hell's his name? Zac Efron as Adam Warlock.
Yeah, Blue Beetle 2, make that happen. Adam Warlock should have been in the Avengers Endgame Infinity War series because he was the one who, you know, was making, was he got the glove and everything else. But
and they've already hinted at him.
Yeah.
So that's why maybe he'll make an appearance in Guardians 3?
Yeah.
Because he was hinted at the end of Guardians.
Yeah.
Was it the first one, I think?
Yeah.
They hinted at him?
Yep. You know, with Avengers, people were just, I obviously got a lot more positive and a lot more negative feedback, but the negative people that gave me shit about it, about them not liking the movie, they were more upset about characters dying than they were with the actual story. And I was like, you know, if you people are not, these were casual fans, by the way, who have seen the 22 movies leading up to this. They never read the books. And I kept telling people, like, if you read the book, this is not a happy ending. Nothing was – even, like, in Civil War. If they did Civil War, like, the book 10 years ago, dude, that whole universe was split in half. Families, like, split. People died left and right, villains, heroes. People teamed up with each other just for the sake of teaming up because of the pick a side. This doesn't end well. And if you don't know that, then I'm sorry. It's like being upset when the ship sank in Titanic. You didn't read the story? That really happened. Come on, man. It really happened. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I thought it was well done. I don't want to beat a dead horse because we talk about Turnbuckle Throwbacks all the time too. Me and Choppy have been beating up on the complex stuff too because we didn't have this as an outlet. But it's cool. They're releasing a box set of all the movies.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, just give me a thumb drive. I'll give it to, I'll give it to you tomorrow. Don't spend $300, please. Please don't do that. If you love me, you won't lose your next phone, and you won't spend $300. If you love your big brother, you won't spend $300 on a box set, and you definitely won't lose your phone again.
It comes with a cool, pretty box.
I'll make you a box, bro. I'll have one of our fanboys draw you a fucking box. How about that? Yes.
What up, Zeke?
What up, Zeke? Zeke is right. Civil War, many heroes kill each other. Exactly. Villains teamed up with heroes. That was one of the greatest stories, and you were with me at that time. You were actually staying with me for a little while, like back and forth. So you see me go to the fucking store. You even picked up my orders for me. Every 2 weeks, I was spending $60 on comic books because there were so many tie-ins to the Civil War. And I was invested. I was like, holy, I have to read this whole thing, and it was so good. But these stories don't end well. They don't. I mean, there's closure, which was great. I thought everybody had closure, which I thought was the best part of the whole movie. Even Thanos had closure.
Yeah,
you know. And do me a favor, guys. Don't compare Thanos to Darkseid. Big differences. Darkseid's a fucking sociopath, man. And he's a bit more powerful without the glove, by the way, if you want to go that route. But there's definitely no comparison. You know, you can't do that. You're killing me softly. All right, couple other news and notes. Masters of the Universe gets a 2021 release date. They're finally going to do He-Man right. It's looking at March 5th, 2021. Noah Centineo will play He-Man and Prince Adam. Aaron Nee will direct. The Nee brothers will also work on a script with writers Art Markham and Matt Holloway. The last movie was terrible. It was in 1987. Dolph Lundgren was He-Man. Frank Langella was Skeletor. It was fucking terrible. My childhood will never die. Will never die. This is the best feeling in the world. Courtney Cox. Yes, Vince. Courtney Cox also. That's when she was still dancing with Springsteen and shitty Springsteen videos, and she was Alex P. Keaton's girlfriend on Family Ties. So, but yeah, I don't know. Batman. This is something up Choppy's wheelbarrow. They're doing they have a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Batman team up now. Choppy's got the book in his bathroom. That's his bathroom reading. Choppy's a mark for the fucking Turtles hardcore. That's right up his wheelbarrow, so he's happy about that. Video Game Heads, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 features Wolverine, which is pretty dope. I like the fighting games. I like the mindless Capcom, fucking Street Fighter, Tekken, Marvel. I like all that stuff. I just got myself a Wii, not a Wii, duh. I got myself a Nintendo Switch. So I want to get like the Smash Brothers games and all that.
Yeah. I think that might be the next big thing I save for. I've been saying it forever at work, but I think I actually might.
I bought it used for a kid on a Facebook page in my neighborhood. He was selling it like dirt cheap, like practically brand new. It came with the games. I bought it.
That's what I need to look into. People reselling. There's a bunch of games now. Like at first, the only reason I wanted it was for the new Pokemon game that came out. Let's go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee.
Yeah.
So I wanted it for that, but I was like, I'm not spending $300 or $300+ on a system to play one game. A game that I've already played in the past, just remade and looks, you know,
right,
newer.
Right. I'm not going to buy like WWE 2K, whatever. I'm not going to buy any of the like Mortal Kombat 4. These games are $60 a piece.
Yeah.
I like the Mario games.
Yeah, now that they got like, so they have that Pokemon game, they have Smash Brothers I'll play, there's a Dragon Ball Z game that's coming out.
Choppy's got the fighting game, the Dragon Ball Z one.
Yeah, there's another
one coming out.
Game coming out also.
I have another
new Pokemon game coming out.
So see, I'm like, that's not my bag, but yeah, I could see why you would get that, see?
So now it's up from like one game to like five or six games I would play, so now it's like, all right, maybe I'll make that investment.
And I'll show you when we get home, they have an online service that's $20 for the year, and you can play all the old NES games. So I was playing Punch-Out, and I was playing Metroid. And
still got that Xbox?
Zelda. No, I gave it to Rob. But with the emulator, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, me and Rob swapped. He gave me his new Xbox. I gave him my old Xbox. But Choppy's got that thing, too. But yeah, we can get an emulator. They're cheap now, you know? But I got a couple games. I got Mutant League Football for it. It's pretty cool. And I got Mario Kart, and it came with L.A. Noire. I'm not a big fan of those GTA games. It's a GTA game, basically, but you're like a detective from like the 50s or the 40s. I'm not my bag, but I'll probably sell it or trade it in for something or whatever. But yeah, I like the Mario game. I'm gonna get Mario Odyssey. I'm gonna get Mario. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get all the Mario. I like Mario. I was playing They have Donkey Kong Jr. on this thing. Like, dude, that's like my favorite game. One of my favorite games of all time. Like top three. Ridiculous. What else is going on? Let's dip into the movie clips real quick. See any more movie news. Let me see. Anything TV. I'm just checking the site here. Godzilla comes out like next week. I'm very
happy. Looks really good. I'm super excited for that.
Can't wait for that.
That
man.
Looks so good.
Yeah, retro, bro. Rob got one. Choppy put them on. I'm going to get one. It's like $1.60. And you get like 12,000 games.
Yeah, I think I've seen them.
It's ridiculous. Tell Choppy to show it to you later on. CW Crisis on Infinite Earth will cross over to unite all the five shows, which is amazing. Let's see what else here. Deathstroke animated series is coming to CW. That's cool. I told you about Batwoman. CBS confirms they're doing a Jean-Luc Picard title for Star Trek, which is pretty cool. Anything with Patrick Stewart's fucking cool. Anything. Sorry. If you're a Rick and Morty fan, season 4 has come back. I've never seen the show.
Yeah, neither have I.
I've been told I'm a fool. So I'll get on that. Rob told me I'm silly. Lou Rodriguez told me I was silly. Game of Thrones, they had 17.8 million viewers last week. That's insane for a fucking cable TV show.
Oh, you saw the whole, like, back to Game of Thrones real quick, that whole coffee cup debacle?
Oh, the Starbucks thing?
So, you know what wasn't even Starbucks?
No?
No, and they made, like, $3-something billion off of that 10-second, or that, like, 5-second mistake, and it wasn't even Starbucks.
Did you see the Funko Pop?
It was, like, the generic, yeah. It was, like, just a generic coffee cup, and, yeah, because somebody made a meme about it being Starbucks, Starbucks ended up making, like, I think it was, like, $3 billion or some crazy shit like that off of a cup that's not even theirs.
Disney is teasing a third live-action Star Wars series. Please make it be Mandalorian. Let me see some more bounty hunters, please. Please do that. Please and thank you. What else is going on? Let's see. That's it with that. Let's see anything comic book related. I talked about the reboot. Yeah, that's pretty much it on my end. I was really hoping you had. I was just feeding off you this weekend because you wanted to record. So I'll have more material definitely for the next one. I know I have to watch. What else is going on? Anything else you want to talk about?
Oh, we can go into that video, that Blade video. That I think it was you actually, where somebody else posted about the whole Marvel lineage.
Blade actually started the whole Marvel thing.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. Like, first of all, Marvel had a fail a couple of times because historically superhero movies have been terrible.
Yeah.
As a kid, they were fucking horrendous. In the '70s, it was even worse. In the '80s, they were terrible. You know, the first good movie was. And if you want to call it that, was Tim Burton's Batman in 89. The problem with the 89 movie is, and I'm not trying to be a stick in the mud because everybody praised the movie, and it was a good movie, please, don't get me wrong. But when you're 15 years old and you read Frank Miller's Dark Knight and then go see fucking Batman, you're like, okay, that's, and don't get me wrong, Nicholson was great. Michael Keaton, even though the suit was terrible, again, 1989, but Tim Burton, great guy, great, amazing director, did some amazing stuff, but like, when you read Dark Knight, and then you read, and you see that, it's like, that's not the Batman I want. And even though I love the 66 Batman, and that kind of Batman, I like the dark, fucking, angry, sadistic, almost psychotic Batman. You know, that's what I like. What up, James? But yes, Prince. The soundtrack, I own the soundtrack, Vince. I own the soundtrack. And I own everything Prince has ever done. So I'm with you right there, pal. I bat danced in junior high school. I did. I bat danced so much they threw me out of the 8th grade. I didn't go to my 8th grade graduation. I bat danced to high school. True story. Well, I didn't bat dance, really. I did the fucking pomp of circumstance with the Macho Man thing, and they're like, nah, you can't do that. And you getting into fights, too, is bad. But I digress. The bottom line is that, you know, when you're exposed to shit, I guarantee you this happened to you, too. Like, you got the... But you, see, when I was 20 years old, you were barely a teenager fucking flipping Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's like if you read an adult version of Pokemon or something, and then you get the card. You're like, "What the fuck is this? What the fuck is what the fuck's a, you know, whatever? What's a squid? Or what's a fucking whatever?" I don't know, but historically, bad news. Stiff neck Batman. Correct, James. What up, James? But yes, Blade did start the run.
Yeah, for Marvel, definitely saved Marvel. And I think, it wasn't like a PG movie.
No.
So it was something. And a lot of people, so like, you...
You didn't know who Blade was.
Exactly. They didn't even realize it was, oh, this is a Marvel movie. It's just, oh, this is a vampire slasher cult favorite.
Correct.
And didn't even realize that this was Marvel's attempt at getting out of bankruptcy.
They did. They were toy biz, and they went bankrupt, and then the movies came, and then they started getting a percentage because they sold the rights to the movie companies, and they got it.
Yeah, seeing all that was crazy.
Yeah, they only made $60 million off that first Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, and they made nothing off of X-Men.
Right, because they went to the fucking Sony, like, 20th Century Fox, whatever it was. Right. But now look at him, the mouse. The mouse owns my childhood. Outside of DC, the mouse owns Star Wars. They own fucking Marvel. That's my childhood. I don't know. It's interesting. Do me a favor if you can post that video again on the squad page later, so people who didn't see what we're talking about can definitely see the.
When I get a phone, I could do that.
Oh yeah, I'll do it.
Or if I remember my Facebook password, I could do that.
Fucking dildo.
But yeah, I actually think I vaguely heard something about them. About Wesley Snipes possibly doing another Blade.
Yeah.
So that would be pretty dope.
If Wesley does it.
Yeah.
Because that book was not popular. I liked all the black exploitation books, though. The Black Panther was amazing because they were hand-me-downs from Uncle Teddy, you know. I got all his fucking hand-me-downs. I got that. I got Luke Cage and Power Man, Iron Fist, Sergeant Rock, and fucking this one, Blade. And, you know, Then I got into Spider-Man. Of course, I was always into Spider-Man, but that was, like, my first love. But, yeah, I liked all those books. And when Blade came out, people were like, who's Blade? I'm like, who Blade is? And I was like, I was the only one. You know who Blade is? It's the Vampire Hunter. The Daywalker. Love those. I might break those out again. I want to watch those again. Those are good movies. Especially the shitty one with Triple H. We went over an hour. Are we good? Anything else you want to talk about? You were good? All right, let's get the fuck out of here, then. We'll plug our friends, and we'll get out of here and get ready for Turnbuckle Throwbacks. All right. So, like I said, we're going to be doing more of these now that we have the time and the material and the bodies, the manpower. Thank you to Rant EM Radio again. Shining Wizards Network, of course. Go to rantemradio.com, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, turnbuckletrowbacks.com. We're all on social media. I am at orangeandblue82 on Twitter, and Phil_Rea. I think it's Phil. No, I think it's on Instagram. I think it's just Phil Rea. You're on Twitter?
Nope.
You're not.
Just Instagram right now.
Instagram. We'll have a Ghetto Geek Squad page. We're getting
coming out. We're gonna be getting an Instagram. I'm working up a YouTube channel. We can start posting and doing some other fun stuff I have planned on the YouTube, some vlogs from cons and whatnot. So
the next con is Brooklyn,
yeah,
next month
weekend.
Yes, we'll be doing that. We'll be going to that. So expect pictures and some debauchery, especially if Choppy comes with us. And I think that's it, man. All right. So thank you everybody for hanging out with us tonight. Go get this on the download. Tell your friends. And if you like wrestling, Turnbuckle Throwbacks in about 49 minutes. All right. Good night, boys and girls.